Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
Our second wedding supposed to be more low-key than if the two of you guys have been married to other people before, divorced. Here you are in your second marriage. Is it supposed to be more low-key?
I mean, maybe by society standards, technically, yes, it should be more low-key. But depending on how the first wedding and the first marriage went, sometimes you want to go bigger and badder the second time around because you felt like you got screwed the first time.
I think I would feel the opposite. Like, I would feel like if I actually do want to get married a second time, then I would want it to be bigger than my first one was, because obviously I'm into the person enough to want to do it again.
So really?
I would want to do it bigger. Mm.
I'd want to do it smaller.
I think when it comes to weddings, it's sometimes something people think that they have to do or that they want to do just to experience it. But once they've done it, once they've spent the massive amount of money that it costs to put on a wedding, I kind of feel like they're like, why don't we just go to the courthouse?
I don't know if it's my age now or it's this show that has discussed so many bad experiences and relationship fails when it comes to wedding. And we're constantly talking about the budget now for weddings too. It feels like a damn racket to me, man.
It is a racket, but man, it could be a fun one.
So I think I'd go smaller also.
Yeah.
So in this email, he's wondering, like, okay, what is the perception here? And can he even bring this up to his fiance? Bircho, please help me convince my fiance that we don't need a big wedding and we need to tone down the wedding planning. I know, it's impossible. It's an impossible ask. But she listens to your show, and I'm hoping you can talk some sense into her. Okay. So we're going to talk some sense into her by taking your opinion. Is that what he's saying?
Yep.
This is going to be the second wedding for both of us. We both got married young, and both our parents threw lavish ceremonies and receptions. My marriage was over in 2 years, hers in 3. Now, here we are, older, wiser. She's my one, and I really don't feel the need to have this huge blowout. All I need is her.
Aww. Come on, Mo.
Aww.
You're like, you just trying to save a buck. Shut up.
Exactly.
It truly seems like a massive waste of money, and we've been there, done that. I'd love to elope to the mountains with just her and a few family members. She is on the completely other side of the spectrum. She wants to celebrate finding her true love in as big a way as she did before. When I tried convincing her otherwise, she accused me of not being fully invested in our future marriage.
Wow.
That's a reach. And that I am worried what happened before will happen again, and I should have more faith in us. Dude, that's not it, he writes. I firmly believe we will go the distance. All the pomp and circumstance of a huge second wedding seems unnecessary. Is there anything I can say or do to convince her of that? Or am I going to have to suck it up and do another big bash? Thanks, Matthew.
Ooh, to me, this comes down to money, because big weddings are so expensive that really you got to take a look at the finances first. And here's the thing, like, if you just have, you know, $10K lying around to do some wedding and it's going to make her happy, okay, maybe go for it. But at the same time, like, gosh, I mean, it's a lot of money just to do it for a second time just because you want to.
Okay, I feel like I have a compromise here.
Okay.
Somewhat of a compromise. Call me crazy if this sounds stupid, but I've had stupider ideas. What if you potentially do both? All right, so you can't agree on to go big or go small. What if you give him what he wants first, and you go do a small elopement in the mountains somewhere, And then afterwards, if that does not suffice her enough, if that does not fulfill her wishes, then after that, you can plan a big, lavish reception for everybody.
Well, then, can you do it the other way around? Also, I'm just thinking for her. Okay, yeah. Well, why don't we just do the big one first?
Mm-hmm.
And then, if that doesn't satisfy your needs, then we can go do a small one.
Because you go small to big, not big to small. Otherwise, you get hurt.
Me, I would see right through this. Like, if my guy came to me and said, well, why don't we just do a small wedding first? I'd be like, okay, you're just doing this to shut me up, and we're never doing this big wedding.
I don't think as much he can do, honestly. I mean, I think he makes valid points. The logic is there. I get it. I get why you wouldn't want to do it again big. But if she is convinced that it means something to her to want to do it big because she found her true love and the first time you did it big and it didn't work out, I don't think you can convince her differently.
But where's the compromise here? Because that's not fair. Like, he gets screwed. It's like, I know one of them ends up getting screwed, but I hate that he's the one that just has to bend over and take it.
Oh, okay.
That sounds like an interesting wedding night.
I don't know. Initially, I wanted to say, look, if it's that important to her, then do what she wants. I mean, if she wants it so much more than you're against it, then just go ahead and suck it up for the day. But
if it's that important to him,
right,
shouldn't she also suck it up and give it to him?
Yep.
Sorry.
Marriage.
I had caffeine today. Right. I deeply apologize. Hey, Kristen.
And we got 10 minutes till dark, Abby. enters the studio office.
The sun is about to set.
May our forces combine.
Hey, Mary, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
So my mom actually got remarried after being divorced for, I think, like 15 years. And when they got remarried, she asked us, I have 6 siblings, and she was like, hey, do y'all want to do a wedding or not? And we said, you know, whatever y'all want to do. So they went and eloped to the mountains, had a lovely time, got a cute little cabin, did the whole thing. And then when they got home, we did a party, like with friends and family in the backyard, I think. And it was, I don't know, really nice.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, though, you won't be able to convince her otherwise. This is what she wants in her head, well, so it's going to be this big wedding or not. You can throw all the facts and all the experiences at her. She don't care.
Nope, not even a little bit.
She don't care about all that.
Hey, The Burt Show.